kabona sibur karmit. You want to talk about a carbon sibur? Shani kabona sibur. Kid Rabbi Tovi, Omar Rabbi, Omar Rabbi Yashio. The Omar Rav Tovi, Omar Rabbi Yashio, Omar Kroa. The post says like this. Zoyd had a Gemara in Shkolim. Zoyis oilas chedesh bekodeshoy. That when it comes to buy kabonis, a carbon sibur, that you have to take the money from the Trumas Halishcha, you have to take the money from every Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the new money you have to use for this coming year. You're not allowed to use last year's money for this coming year's new kabonis. That's the pasuk. Zois elas chodesh bekodeshoy. Omra Torah. Chadesh vahovoli carbon truma chadoshim. Make a new Rosh Chodesh, like make a new gathering of money, and from the new money now, that's what you buy the new kabonis. But we had in Marnish Kolom, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the month, that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan on, you have to buy the kabonis from the new money we collected this year. That's why in Rosh Chodesh Adar, they will machrizim al machta shekel, that the people should start giving the machta shekel in order that when it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they have to take the true matalishka, they use the new money, they'll have the new machta shekel. So you have to start using new money for this year's kabonis. Familiar here is good. What happened here? We had a par and a soy from this year, which is a carbon sibur. So you're telling me now this year you have two, you don't need it. So the kashya is a concept of Yudah, why can't I leave it over for next year and use it next year? The Torah says for next year, you have to use the money from the new money. This year you bought it from last year's money. So you're not allowed to use this carbon next year, because after it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to use to buy kabonis with the new money. You can't use last year's money. So for sure you can't use last year's carbon that you set aside for last year. So Mar says, "Hotainah soyer." That's good. The sirizim. That's a carbon sibur. The shnei sirizim. The two goats is a carbon sibur. So where do you buy it from? From the truma talishcha. So that's the salacha. The chodesh bechodeshoy. That when it comes to chodesh nisan, you have to have new money. Of a par ma'ik lemeimam. The par of the Yom Kippur that brought, that was his own private kochatis we had before. Where did he pay for it? From his own pocket. It was his own money. That's not called the carbon sibur. So something you buy a carbon yochid, you're allowed to buy them last year's money. There's no din you have to use new money for your own private carbon. It's only for a carbon sibur when we take from the Trumas Halishcha, you have to use the new coming year money. But if a carbon, the Kohen Gadol, brought his own special power that he paid from his own pocket, there's no din. Why can't he use it next year? So again, so if this year we have two Purim, the kashya is, why can't he use it next year? Let him leave it over for next year and use it next year. Par ma'ik l'meima. So Marin says, gzeira par rotu soyu. I'll tell you true. The one that you can't use next year really is only the soyu. That's a carbon sibor you can't use last year's money. But a par is only gzeira. We don't want you to use last year's par next year because we're afraid maybe you come to use the soyu also. Fred Gemara good of a mishum gzeira yamaisu. So because of this gzeira would have been enough just to say you can't use the par next year. That's all. You roar, sell it. But what do you have to kill it for? If it's only gzeira dikalocha that you can't use it, it's enough to say don't use it. But what do you have to say yamaisu? What do you have to kill the par for? Just be part of it is the kasha. The yoga, another kasha is the Rabbi Tovi Yomer Rabbi Yashi Yagufa Mitzvah. That he says before, the new kabbonis of this year has to become from the new money. You can't use last year's money. That's only the mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do. But if you don't do it, it's still kosher. The Yomer of Yudah Mashmuel, kabbonis sibur, haboyim bi'echad b'nisan. The new kabbonis sibur that you start bringing after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, mitzvah lohavi min hachodesh. True, it's a mitzvah to bring it from the new money collected this year. The imhevi min hayoshin. Let's say you made a mistake and you brought the kabbonis with last year's money. The loch is yotza, your yotza, but the evidence good the carbon. Ella shechisa mitzvah. You only start missing the mitzvah. See here also, the maisa you have two parim or two sirim left over from last year. You had two sirim last year. So one you used and one is left over. That's the reason, what are you telling me? You can't use it next year because it came from last year's money, but the evidence, if you have it already, you're allowed to use it. So now that you're mafish it already, true, at the beginning maybe you shouldn't have done it. But now that it was done already, you didn't be honest because you lost the first one. That's why you made a second one. So now that we have two series in, it should be mutter to use this one next year. So it's back to the kasha. Why does it you just say, Thomas, you have to kill the second Sawyer? Why can't you use it for next year? Just leave it over and just leave it over and use it for next year. So mostly supports a kasha even on the soil that it's a kasha. Why can't I leave it over and use it for next year? So Marian says, Elo Amar Rab Zeira. Lefi shein ha-goyrul kaveya mishona lechaverta. Because the goyrul, in other words, you have this year, true, you made two goyrulas. You have two serizims. So you want to use the leftover one for next year. I tell you, this year's goyrul doesn't help for next year. A goyrul only helps for this year. It doesn't help for next year, the goyrul. Fred Gemara, good. Of a v'naisi v'nagrul. True, you can't use last year's goyrul to know which one is a chatz, which one is lazozel, but the serim you could use. So leave it for next year, and next year I'll tell you, make a new goyrul next year. So what's wrong? Make a new goyrul next year. So again, Shver, why can't you use the serizim next year? So Mara says, look, you should have to make a new one. But that's Gemara's kasha, not good. They're nice, even agrul. So that's not so good, fellas. We'll wait for next year, we'll make a new goyrul next year. So Mara says, Gzeira Shem Yemru HaGoyrul Kaveya Mishon HaKaverta. It's a Gzeira. If people see you using the second goyrul from last year, they'll think, really, you're semichon last year's goyrul. They're not going to know you're making a new goyrul. And they'll say you did something wrong. Like, they'll think 1 year's goyrul could help for the next year also. Fred Gemara, even if you want to make such a gzeira, hotenas soyer, that's only a good gzeira for the soyer, of a par, Michael Amemar. What's wrong with the par? What should be wrong with the par? The par doesn't need a goyrul. The par is the par of Kohen Gadol. What's wrong with that? So Gemara says, gzeira par rotu soyer. Hotenas gzeira. If you're going to use this year's par next year, we're afraid you're going to use this soyer also next year. Fred Gemara, though, mishum gzeira, yemaisu. But mishum gzeira, you have to say, kill the par. It's enough just to say, don't use it. And let it pass until it becomes a bamum. But what do you have to kill it for? So Mara says a nupshat. Omer Rabbonin Kaima Debaya. Atayi Gzeira Mishum Chatesh Shemesu Baleham. The reason why you have to kill it is the Gzeira Mishum Chatesh Shemesu Baleham. Like we're afraid maybe the Baleham will mace. Like the Moshe the Par. The Par the Kohen Gadol brings, that's his own private Chatesh. So let's say from 1 year to another year the Kohen Gadol dies. And next year you have a new Kohen Gadol. So next year's Kohen Gadol is not allowed to use last year's Kohen Gadol's korban, because it's a chatesh shemesa baleo. So Mela, by the power at least, we have a gzeri, even if the Kohen Gadol stays alive, we can't use it next year. It's a gzeri, also in a case, but maybe the Kohen Gadol will die in between. Yeah. Rashi Shema Yomos HaKoyim B'Shon Azu. Yeah. For the Marot Teinech Par. That's only good. The par, that's the carbon seabor like. That's the Kohen Gadol's own carbon. Of the soya, Michael Amemram. The soya was a carbon seabor. By a carbon seabor, we never say, Shem Yomus, that maybe the people will die. So Marin says, Gzeira soya oto par. I tell you, it's a Gzeira. The soya oto the par. That if we can't use the soya because we're afraid, maybe you come to use the par. For the Gemara, though, again, Mishum Gzeira Yomaiso. But really, the soya you should be allowed to use. Because we're not afraid anybody's going to die, because it's a carbon seber. So you're only saying don't use the soil, you have to use the power. So just Mishum Gzera, we don't ever say Yamusa, you have to kill it. It's enough just to say not to use it. So again, Shver, why is it then Yamusa, you have to kill it? So Marian says, Elo Gzera, Mishum Chatesh, Shavu Shinosa. I tell you, it's a new Gzera. We're afraid maybe a Chatesh, especially by Yisir Izim. A Yisir Izim, you're only allowed to use the first year it's old. Once it becomes a year old, you're not allowed to use it anymore. So maybe this soyer, if you set it aside this year, if you want to use it again next year, the chur is going to be over a year old. And over a year old, you can't use it. So that's why this soyer you can't use. So Mar says, it's Gzeiron, Mishum Chat Nishav Rishnosa. It's Gzeiron, maybe you come to use this soyer after it's a year old, and maybe it'll be possible. Freddy Gemara, Gzeiri! Gzeira, he gufa chat Nishav Rishnosi. Like, what do you mean it's a gzera? Maybe, for sure it has to be that way. Because what happened? You set it aside this year for this Yom Kippur, and you have it left over, you have two of them. So what do you want to use it for next year? By next year, Yom Kippur has to be over a year old. If you have it this year, so next year Yom Kippur is a year. So if either it's possible, what are you telling me only Mishum Gzera? So the Marian says, no, hold on, Kasha. I'll tell you to Rebbe. I'll tell you, we'll go now according to Rebbe Shita. The Bikitsa Rebbe says, you know what's called the year old? By its English birthday. It has to live 365 days. If it lives that time, the Maisa Chamam, that's called the year old. So Maisa, from one Yom Kippur to another Yom Kippur, we hold Bas Levona. It's 11 days less than that. So it could be it's not a year old Taka. So now it's possible to say the Soyer is still only less than a year old by next to Yom Kippur. That's why it's only Xera that it's also. Like Slamashal, the carbon itself has to at least be 8 days old when you make it. So it's possible this year Yom Kippur, the Soyer was 8 days old. When it comes next year Yom Kippur, it could be three more days than these, so it's a year old, it could be. So maybe really would be kosher. There's only a gzeira that maybe the soy you used this year was more than 11 days old. So then by next year it's over a year. Mas says to Rebbe, Tetanya, the pasuk says, Shona Timima, that means Moine Sholosh Meyes Veshishim Vechomesh Yoim. Timinin Yemoisa Chama Dibur Rebbe. The Rebbe says, that the pasuk says, there's no gate to the lochis of Vibot Yore Choyma, that Lios Chalutul Lokeach. So when does Lokeach have a right to keep it? After the first year. Now what's called Shana Tamima, what's called one complete year? Rebbe holds that's 365 days. Dibre Rebbe. Pechol Maimon Nechom say no. Moine Shonim Shnei Masa Chodesh Miyem Liyem. Count 12 months. Like 12 Hebrew months. The Yim Nisabra. Nisabra.